Therefore, he never states the richness of the gifts, but the riches of their generosity. Now, what he's effectively saying is their poverty didn't only stop them from being generous, but it even led them to be more abundant, just as affliction led to feeling joy. For the poorer they were, the more generous they were, and contributed even more eagerly. Hence, he praises them highly, for despite such great poverty, they demonstrated such great generosity. For their deep, that is, their significant and unspeakable, poverty demonstrated their generosity. But he didn't say demonstrated, but abounded. And he didn't say generosity, but riches of generosity, that is, equaling the magnitude of their poverty, or rather significantly exceeding it, was the generosity they displayed. Then he further clarifies this, saying,